My grandmother is buried in New Orleans. Huh? My dad's mother. But he's a mystery, you know, like I told you.
Right.
We know nothing about him. Mm-hmm. And he told me, he says, my mother's buried in New Orleans. And he says, the coffin always comes up on the water under the coffin.
They didn't know how to keep it down in the ground.
You'll have to excuse me for a minute.
Okay.
I gotta go to the...
You mentioned, well, now we've already talked about that. Do you ever, does anybody up here do dairy or anything like that?
Do what?
Dairy, like dairy?
No.
Did they in Denver when you were there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, they did in Denver.
Do you remember some of the types of things they made with dairy?
No, not really, yeah. There was no interest to me, you know.
Just milk.
Just the milk.
Cheese. Because I was wondering, some people have mentioned like a really thin type of milk called Blue John. Have you ever heard of that? Blue John?
Sort of, man, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what they do here. Well, I don't think they do it anymore, but some of the old folks had a cow and would make cheese and butter and stuff like that with one cow, you know. But down in Walsenburg, there was a big dairy. I don't know if it's... I guess it still exists. Hey, Barn, does still have the dairy down there?
No.
No?
The county... Oh, yeah, the other Corsentino does, yeah. But the other one sold...
To the county, yeah.
But the dairy farm is still there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Had to think on that.
It's a big one.
Do they make things like cottage cheese?
They don't make anything. They sell the milk to the dairies where they produce ice cream,
okay,
butter, and stuff like that.
Okay. Did you ever hear of moonshiners around here? People who made moonshine? What? Is that what they would call it, moonshine?
Yeah, I still got my still back there.
Really?
Yeah.
How long has it been since you used that thing?
Oh, a couple of years. Well, before I got the stroke.
You think many
people? I used to do it for fun.
Right. Did you know, was that very common or so?
Oh, yeah. Everybody made their own whiskey.
Do you ever find those when you, when you're out looking for things? Do you ever find old stills?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got a nice one. It's factory made.
Yeah.
The reason I got it, I went to work for the school district and the lab burned down.
Uh-huh.
And that was the only thing that was
left.
Really? I took it home.
So how do you use one of those things?
Well, first you make your mash. Take a barrel, make your mash. You use corn and yeast and malts.
Mm-hmm.
And when that starts to ferment, when it finishes the ferment job, then you take that liquid and put it in the still.
Mm-hmm.
And you put the top on the still and has a...
It's
all right. We're going to go to the back because we got to... It's got a thing up here where the cold water goes through and the steam goes into this section of the still.
Uh-huh.
And you got water, cold water going in there, uh-huh, in this section, which cools the steam off and makes the liquid.
Okay.
So then you collect this liquid.
All right.
And that's your alcohol.
How long does it take? Like the distilling process.
The distilling?
Yeah.
Depends on what you got.
Okay.
The minute you put it in there, you start distilling.
Okay.
Hey, Barb! Barb!